It was a big win. We had to bounce back from two dropped points where we obviously didn't even get a point against Sheffield and Oldham, and it was a big game and we won. Obviously, the penalty changed the game. Neil saved good chances in first 15 to 20 minutes, but after I think we took it over and played well. And second half we took them apart. I know they've been saying that they've been throwing bodies up front, after when they need to go, but that's not our problem. We just passed them off the park and scored two nice goals, and unlucky to concede in the last minute.
And your goal must have given you a lot of satisfaction.
Oh yeah, I've been. You saw in my celebration as well. I was dusting myself off. I've been in the cage for the last 5 weeks. Well, I don't know how many, but yeah, I was happy. It was an important goal, and as people say, I'm a player for big games, and this was a big game, an important one, and I'm happy that I helped the team to get the 3 points.
You say you've been in the cage for the last few weeks. You've been frustrated then, obviously.
Yeah, I was, and I don't know any player who is not, do you know what I mean? But wingers go whole season through these situations, and you just have to keep going. And I saw Witt said after the game that I was very angry when I didn't start at Oldham, and I was. And he will probably tell you how angry I was. But I spoke to people. John Ward really helps me when I'm in this kind of situation. Also, Dean, since he came in, he spoke to me a lot. So, but I was ready, and I've been training like that for the last few weeks. It was just when it's going to happen on the pitch, do you know what I mean? So, yeah, it was a great goal. And I should do more of this stuff, really, because I have the ability. And when people talk about my potential, I'm starting to show it, but I still think there is more to come from me with the numbers, goals and assists. Anyway, let's see what the last six games will, what will I give to the team.
But your mental approach was clearly very good because you channeled that anger and aggression in the right way on Tuesday night.
Yeah, I think all the frustration came out of me, but this season I think I only played 3 bad games, so I was always thinking when I was dropped, why am I being dropped? But being top scorer for midfield, I know Samantha overtook me at Chesterfield with these 2 goals, but before it was all me, and I had bloody left back playing my position a couple times, So that's something to your confidence, but obviously I just trained hard and waited for my chance, and I think I'm always a threat. Even if I don't score, I'm always a threat and going to create chances, so whether I score or not is up to me.
And hopefully this will take you on a little run of goals now, because it was your first since Millwall, wasn't it, when you got the winner down there on Boxing Day?
Yeah, 17 games I think I didn't score. That's a lot. So I was happy that it go in. And if it takes me on a run, then great. But I just think we need the results and 3 points if we want to stay in touch with Burton. And if we don't win now, I think the Tuesday win is for nothing, really. Because we want to aim for automatic promotion. Nobody really wants playoffs, but we will see what happens. It's not in our hands, but I think other teams can help us looking at the fixtures. And we just need to keep doing what we're doing. If we go with the same approach to the game on Saturday, then I can't see why not.